It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh. He's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Oh, did I get fooled on that?
Together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Kick is up, and it is up and through. It's good. The 49ers win it.
Yay.
Automatic.
Moody.
Moody's automatic.
Or is it Missy? He was missing early, but he hit the one to take it home. Stoudy, I missed you, baby. Welcome back.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Niners. Do you really appreciate it? Slow down. Let's just try. How you doing? We got it. It's all good.
Yeah, you know.
Spadoni, Evan, and I held it down for you.
Yeah, it was. I know. This is weird because somebody broke a mic other than me in here.
It wasn't me. Yeah, I wasn't in here.
Do we know any story about what happened? Must have been. You know what? I bet it was Devone.
Look at you.
Italian.
Was it Devone? Spadoni?
Look at you. Coming
what happened?
Back snitching. Now, there's a short or something. The weather probably messing it up. Tim Jordan on vacation. We'll be back tomorrow.
All right. So, anyway, Guru's not in his normal spot, which is a little bit disconcerting. But 49ers, Guru, 23-20.
Yeah. And some fireworks.
Oh, my God. 49ers.
Yeah, Steiny.
I think we got to just.
Warriors 8-2.
Assume this is who they are, the 49ers.
Nothing
easy. It's just not going to be easy this year. They're going to have to scratch and claw to make the playoffs, win the division. And they just, they did what they had to do, I guess. I don't know. How do you view it if you're a 49er fan at 888-957-9570? Certainly that thing yesterday wasn't perfect, but they ended up getting a win. They're now 5-4, half a game behind the Cardinals who won. But McCaffrey comes back. I guess that's some good news, but I don't know. I mean, it was certainly not impressive. But it was needed, I guess, Goo.
Yeah, and, you know, my theme while you were out, Steiny, with the fam is, you know what? Everything that ailed the Niners in the red zone or this impotent offense in the red zone, I don't know why I keep using that word, but I thought, you know what? It'll go away once McCaffrey's back. And as great and as flashy as he was, Steiny, there was no pitch count, I don't believe, with McCaffrey. I like what I saw there. 13 totes on the ground, six receptions for 66 yards, but yet it was a microcosm that game yesterday of their season. They should be up, and I guess it doesn't help when your kicker's missing kicks, but at the end of the day, Steiny, they couldn't put away an inferior opponent in Tampa Bay who had 5-6 men in the box, and they were like, McCaffrey, you're not going to beat us. I saw some throws from Brock I didn't like, but at the end of the day, how dare I talk anything about Brock but excellence. 25 of 36, 353, two touchdowns, that beautiful Mahomes type of play to buy time and hit Kittle in the end zone. So how dare I, in a quarterback rating, Steiny, at 119.3, and then got him down and put him in position to get the game-winning field goal. My thing is McCaffrey was back, and I guess I'm running out of ammo, Niner fans. You help me as to why they just can't take off and do anything outside of it being difficult, like you just mentioned. Welcome back.
I mean, he carried 13 times for 39 yards. He seemed like he was his normal self out of the backfield.
11 of the first 11 plays, he's out there.
Exactly. So he obviously played a lot, and he probably is going to carry the ball more next week against Seattle.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it wasn't pretty, that's for sure, and I thought there were a couple times where they were going to get beat yesterday. They were down 17-13. They miss a field goal. If something happens there and Tampa Bay scores and the 49ers get down two scores, you never know. But it didn't happen, and the 49ers ended up winning the game on a moody field goal. Let me throw these two things at you.
Go ahead.
Deebo Samuel, obviously after Moody missed his third, interjects himself in something while they were coming off the field. What'd you think of that?
I thought it was a bully move. Go talk to Fred Warner or somebody your size when they mess up. Or does anybody come to you when you mess up or drop a ball? I didn't like that from Deebo. And I'm going to be honest, Niner fans. Stoney, I have never seen that happen on the sideline. And maybe it wasn't shown, but never in HD on the 75-inch like it was yesterday. How dare you, Deebo? And it wasn't exactly like you was just doing everything. You had a good catch and a nice little yak, but to go try to choke out or put your hand up under the throat, I didn't like it. And it has me thinking, and it's my prerogative, Bobby Brown. Stoney, it has me thinking, is there anything else going on with this team that we don't know about? That's just what happens, and it's my thoughts. When you see stuff play out like that, I wasn't do you know how many people are defending Deebo? Oh, it's football.
For what?
It's football. He was being a leader. I'm like, okay, if that's I've never seen anything like that.
Now, he had no business being there.
Oh.
No business being there after the guy misses a kick.
Right.
Give him a minute
and
or two.
And threw the left at him like Darth Vader. Deebo, I love you. I didn't like that, man.
I mean, I'm trying to think of if I've ever seen a kicker miss a kick, be struggling, and another guy come up to him, and I don't know whether he was giving him tough love or telling him to keep his head in there. I don't know, but
to Deebo's
Pepper
credit,
didn't like it.
He did say, Stoney, they'll talk about it on the plane or they'll get past it. I'm like, okay,
well, there's
but
only...
it makes me think is something else going on with this team that we are not privy of. At times, their play is not what we're used to when you could put your foot on the opponent's neck. And for whatever reason, the Niners' foes or even Dallas' weak ass that came in here a couple Sundays ago, they rise up like Frankenstein and have an opportunity to put you away. And luckily, they didn't yesterday. And I believe Stoney kept the Niners' season alive.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers get to 5-4 with a 23-20 win yesterday at Tampa Bay. I mean, the season's now more than halfway over, and I'm starting to think that this is who they are. They're a team that's 9 or 10 wins at this point. Can they get to 10 wins? That'll probably win the division. And I just think that's the way we got to start looking at this team and this season. It's not a 13-win team. It's probably not even a 12-win team. But
we don't know that, but I hear you, Stoney.
But the season's now more than half over.
Okay.
They do not look like a Super Bowl contender. They just don't. That doesn't mean they can't.
Yeah.
I mean, Baltimore lost their first two games. Now they look like the best team in football. So the reality of the situation is the 49ers still have 8 games to get it going, but I don't think anybody can say with confidence that what they've seen in the first 9 games makes you believe that this team is going to go on a run. The games have just been too unimpressive. They just have not clicked this year on all cylinders, and hence they're 5-4.
No, yeah, and again, the positive is they won, Stoney, and you're right about where this thing is going because they control it, and you got 8 games left. They can win all 8 and have 13. My thing is when Brandon Ayuk went down, I thought, you know what, there goes the explosiveness in the passing game. But the one thing I saw yesterday, along with the Dallas game before the bye, was Ricky Pearsall, Stoney. He caught one on an in route and took it to the house. And I'm just sitting here like, okay, now I can look at Pearsall, 4 for 73, that 46-yarder as a weapon. And he's got some synergy and rapport with Brock Purdy. And then that on top of McCaffrey coming back. And Stoney, you're still 1 of 3 in the red zone. And I think, is Kyle becoming too predictable in the red zone? Or is that a cop-out and it's just on the players?
I mean, it's everybody. I mean, if you want to blame Kyle Shanahan for the red zone, you can blame Kyle Shanahan. If you want to blame Purdy, you can blame Purdy. But the reality of the situation is they're not great in the red zone. Again, that's another reason. The special teams have been terrible. The red zone has been below average. And so you have half a year to get better at those two things. And if you get better at those two things, then maybe you win six or seven games in the second half. But, you know, this looks like a 5-4 team to me. The quarterback's been solid all year. They get their running back yesterday. Maybe it's going to take him a couple weeks.
And they almost lost.
Yeah, they've almost lost a few games this year. And I think, obviously, a better team probably beats the 49ers.
Debo,
yesterday.
I know we're up against it. Yeah. Debo being the leader, though, Stoney, and they brought back the boombox yesterday. I guess that's why I'm a bit irritated, or I have questions as to how connected this team is, because he was the one that did that. And you're right. You don't get in that right after the dude's missed. That's just me, man.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fans, how you feeling after that game yesterday? A lot to talk about. You got Debo Samuel getting in Moody's face. You got Moody missing a bunch of kicks, but then eventually nailing the game winner. Kyle Shanahan looked just
he
annoyed.
Looks whiter every day.
Annoyed
the hair's
most of the game.
Yeah, he did.
What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises. That segment brought to you by Life Source Water System.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Systems.
Kick is out.
Back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that one could have made it 23-17. 23-17, but he missed it. Stayed 20-17. Got the one that mattered.
Man.
Hey, make sure to listen all day tomorrow because we're giving you an opportunity to win a Klay Thompson autographed jersey. Hours to lock in are 8 a.m. for the morning roast, noon for Steiny and Goo, and 4 o'clock with Willard and Dibs tomorrow, Tuesday. Celebrate Klay Thompson's return and win an autographed Klay Thompson jersey only on 95.7 The Game.
And
so
they're
Klay
giving
Thompson
away those hats, Steiny, those Sailor Klay hats with the Warrior logo on them.
Yeah,
we rocked it Friday.
I got a text from the Warriors. Please pump the hell out of our captain hats for Klay Thompson, along with a salute the captain directive.
Holy cannoli.
We're going to need to salute Klay with the hat on, apparently.
We'll see.
Tomorrow.
I don't know if they wanted you to, you know what I'm saying, to read that.
No,
we were just supposed to naturally, organically hype it up.
So I got it from the Warriors. Please pump up our captain hats day for Klay, and then we're going to salute the captain. Yeah,
that's going to be wild, man. They're off to a great start too, Stoney.
Who?
The Warriors?
Yeah, easy to see coming.
Look at my man.
Easy to see coming.
Yeah, look at you.
You got dudes. Give credence to chemistry and playing the right way and all that kind of stuff. All right, 49ers, 23-20. Christian McCaffrey returns, 13 carries, 39 yards. He carried, he got six receptions for, 68 yards.
Yeah.
Ricky Pearsall gets his first touchdown. He looks to me like a carbon copy of Brandon Ayuk. They got the same receiver.
What do you mean? He took it to the house.
He looked exactly like Ayuk on that play. It's clear they have two of the exact same kind of receiver.
Nah, I beg to differ.
Yeah,
but he's productive early.
Yeah.
I like what I see, and he's longer, too.
Let's go to Chris in San Carlos. What's up, Chris? How you doing?
Hey, how are you guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
49ers, man, you guys are freaking out. Everybody's freaking out on the 49ers. Okay, obviously you don't like to see guys choking out their own teammates on the sideline or kickers missing field goals, and maybe they're not finishing the games that we would like, the way we would like to see them finish them, but they've won two in a row and three of their last four. Christian McCaffrey looked great. Ricky Pearsall looks like Slick Rick. Brock Purdy's doing his thing. Debo's out there. These are the 49ers. They've done this before. They've won two in a row, three of the last four. I think what has everybody concerned is week three against the Rams when they lost and week five against Arizona when they lost. But it's week 10, and they've won three of the last four. So what are we talking about here?
We're talking about the Bucs with the ball at the 4 or 5 yard line with a chance to win a game, and they're down all their receivers. We're talking about your leaders getting infractions on the last drive. This is un-Niner-like, that's all. But if you say it's rainbows and Skittles, I get it. But, man, I feel like you're kind of ignoring the red siren. And the Debo thing,
I hear.
Yeah, you know that, like that. I thought that was awful.
I hear what you're saying.
Okay.
Have you ever been in the locker room? What would you rather them be doing? Fired up, fighting because these guys want to win the game, or standing there staring off into no man's land like Dak Prescott? You want them standing there staring off into the?
No, we don't. No, we don't.
We suck on the sidelines. No, you want them fighting. You want them fired up. And bottom line, they're finding ways to win. This is the NFL. You're not going to win 42-10 every week. People come for the 49ers. They've been a dominant force for years now. People show up to play them. It doesn't matter who's hurt. Baker Mayfield's on fire. And bottom line, the Niners win the game again. They'll be there in the end. You don't want them to look like the Detroit Lions in Week 10, because Week 10 means nothing.
All
this
right.
is a Super Bowl contender.
Well, yeah, you got the answers. Yeah, if that's bottle that up and sell it, Stani. Not how I'm seeing it over here, man.
Again, yeah, I mean,
inferior opponent in the Bucs. Baker's having a great season, and we'll get into the play where both.
Yeah, he's having such a great season. They're 4-6.
Okay, but Stani, you know, some things are out of his control. But what about the Bosa play where he staved him off? I've never seen anything like that.
That's a great play.
It was a great play, and I thought it was about to lead to a loss, and unfortunately, it didn't.
I mean, to me, there's two ways to look at it, and if you're Chris in San Carlos. The one thing I won't say is, oh, we're going to be there at the end.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't say that. You haven't played well enough to be there at the end. Now, if you want to go the other way and say, look, we just got McCaffrey back. We've had some injuries. We're 5-4. Yeah, that I get. But I'm not looking at this season anymore like it's a team that should win 12 or 13 games. This is going to be a grind. I think they're going to win. You know, maybe 10 games might get the division. But I think it's fair to say if you're looking at this team like a Super Bowl contender, well, they got a lot of work to do. Because the what they've shown over the first 9 games is they're, you know, they're 5-4. That's all they are right now, and they're not in first place in the NFC West. So, you know, it's not a matter of everything's perfect. That's for sure.
Yeah, but again, I'll just be redundant here, Stani. Again, while you were off, my theme last week was just in regard to the red zone woes for the Niners. I thought McCaffrey coming back would cure it. And yesterday, again, we saw another scenario where they were 1-3. Some could say short sample size, but, like, you got to fix that if you want to go on a run. And to the caller's point, he's loving hard. I get it. I'm not sitting here saying it's all bad, and how can I do that when they win the game? But the fact of the matter is, we've seen it with Seattle, where you're up 20, the Niners were. We've seen where you dominated a weak Dallas Cowboy team, but yet they had the ball with a chance to drive down. They didn't. And then yesterday, Stani, I thought they outplayed Tampa, and then that final drive where you got Fred Warner, your captain, and things happen and everybody makes mistakes, you know, illegal use of the hands, that happened twice. And you're sitting there like, I've never seen a Niner team almost just give a game away like that. That's how Tampa Bay got down there, Stani, with flags, 3 of them.
Yeah. J-Dog in Boston. J-Dog
oh, he's
in
back.
Boston. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Boston in the house, man. Thank you for taking my call, guys. I just want to say, man, let's start off. The last caller is the classic, toxic, Kyle Shanahan, Stevie Wonder glasses wearer. Just don't care about the lead situational football, or will be there in the end. You don't care about improvements. But I had a game ball for Deebo Samuel, but now I had to take it back because I thought he had a little bit of that Ric Flair chop for Kyle Shanahan. I was looking for him to give Kyle Shanahan a little taste of that. Taste out of his mouth a little bit and wake him up. And I also wanted to ask you guys, man, what's going on with the first half, man? Well, we could have went up a little bit more, and the situation of football still the same. And then I thought there was plenty of times in that game where we could have still seen Joe.
I got you. J-Dog, your connection's
terrible.
Yeah,
it's bad. Yeah.
So J-Dog's not happy with the 3-point win.
Yeah. Well, he's never happy.
They needed to do more.
But he's right. Kyle Shanahan, you know, didn't use timeouts, I thought, in the first half, Stoney, to where they could have got a chance to get the ball back. So we kind of seen that before. But the bottom line is it's not style points, right? It's not college. That was a humongous game. The first game back of your best player, and you got the dub.
This is Kyle Shanahan on what happened with Deebo and Pepper and Moody.
I don't have much of a take because I didn't see any of it, so I just got told about it, but probably an obvious one. Guy's frustrated, and something probably happened, and, you know, brother scuffle a little bit. I didn't see any of it, so I don't know how bad it was, but something I'm not too worried about. We'll fix it. If it hasn't been fixed already, we'll fix it on the plane, and we'll go back to loving each other tomorrow.
All right, Kyle Shanahan on the Deebo Samuel.
But you never forget, right? And Deebo was like the parent waiting on the kid that's broke curfew. Like, it was the right thing. Like, let it, like, nobody's doing that to you, Deebo, when you mess up. And you do mess up. It's a double standard.
Yeah. What'd you think of that, 49er fans, at 888-957-9570? Luckily, the 49er won the game. Otherwise, it'd be more than just a footnote. It was just a footnote yesterday.
Gosh.
But
yeah.
If you get beat yesterday, then it becomes something more important. Where are we with Moody? I mean, to me,
about a couple months ago, Stoney, you were like, it was a good pick for Moody. Not speaking for you, but
what do you mean?
Like, they got it right. Because Jake was, you know, I don't want to say automatic, but he was doing his thing.
I mean, what do you want to do, cut him?
No.
You want to cut a guy that you drafted?
Come on.
I mean, kickers don't get drafted.
No excuses. He just came back from injury.
Mo's in San Francisco. What's up, Mo? How you doing? Hey, Mo.
Mo.
Yeah,
Mo, what's up, buddy?
So, you know, we're talking a lot about the offense. We're talking about Moody. We're talking about McCaffrey coming back. I'm disappointed in the defense. I love the Niners. They're my team. They have been for decades. I listen to you guys all the time. It's my first time calling in. That defense is disappointing. We've got Bosa making all that money. He can't manage to stave off a Baker Mayfield straight arm. We've got, one sack in the game. We're last in the league when we have opponents in third and long, and our defense can't get them off the field. This is ridiculous. I don't know if it's Sorensen as a coordinator. I don't know if it's the players not gelling. Yes, I know we lost Hargrave for the season, but come on. We can't stop a run to save our lives. We're getting gashed. When is our defense going to turn around and step up? Or I agree, we're not going to be there at the end of the season if the defense can't get it done.
Well, I'll say this to that. They held the Tampa Bay to 3 points at halftime, Stoney. And again, the moments where the Niners defense gives the ball. I'm not saying the defense is perfect. It's not. It's far from that. But at the end of the day, 3 points and a half is hot as hell. And if the kicker makes 3 field goals or you convert those field goals into touchdowns, you're talking about 12 more points and you're talking about a game where you can breathe, Stoney. So I get what happened. They tired at the end and almost gave it away. They didn't. But I'm more concerned with the offense not putting away when the defense stops the other team.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers go to 5-4, 23-20 win. Jake Moody game-winning field goal as time expires, but of course he missed 3 during the course of the game. Just a great throw from Brock Purdy to George Kittle on the touchdown, where he bought himself from some time, and they ended up going up there 17-13. Was that what it was? Yes, 17-13. And no. When was the Kittle?
That was the first quarter.
The Kittle was?
First quarter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a great throw. That was a great throw. And the other one, great throw to McCaffrey on that little wheel route where you had to put some extra air under it. But I thought Purdy was great last night.
Misses, there were some balls like, not Jaworski, you know what I mean, Donnie, but
I
there were some
you.
Like ducks, and then I'm like, I'm listening to Brady, and I feel like Brady, how do I say it? Not hating on Purdy because he can't, Donnie, wasn't ultra-ly impressed, but you look at the box score, man, 11 incompletions, 25 of 36, 350, what, 353, and like you say, he played that one like a great chess player. Stepping up, going back, and then throwing that ball. Great catch by Kittle. So,
yeah, I mean, I thought Purdy was great.
And
yesterday.
He let him down on the game-winning field goal drive.
So, I mean, he didn't turn it over. He almost had he fumbled, but they got it back, luckily. Didn't have any picks. 350 yards. I mean, I don't know what more you want out of your quarterback than a game like that. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Mac Zach in Oakland. What's up, Mac Zach? How you doing?
Hey, fella. How's it going? Yeah, I just wanted to say, man, come on now, Guru, calm down a little bit, man. The other team drive Cadillacs too, man. You know, and then at the same time, they're on the road playing a good NFC team. Baker Mayfield is a baller, you know, and they, you know, damn near shut him down. So what are we talking about, man? You're not that hard on your Dallas Cowboys.
I don't expect anything from the Cowboys, but you got to come with something stronger than that. What we're talking about is the team almost losing. Tampa's lost three in a row, so don't come in here and act like Baker Mayfield is Tom Brady. Quit being scared and say what you saw yesterday. The team is not buttoned up, and now they got infighting. Speak on that.
In an NFL game, teams are almost losing every season, game.
Oh,
that happens in every game, man. We're not, you know, this ain't tiddlywink.
Appreciate the call, Mac Zach.
So yeah,
it was the throw to Kittle was the touchdown. I thought was great where Kittle got 2 feet in. That was in the fourth quarter that put him back, that put him up with 7 minutes to go. But Purdy had a couple of, I thought, really good plays yesterday, and Jennings was really good again, and Kittle was terrific, and the 49ers ended up avoiding they avoided what could have been a disastrous loss.
Yeah, I'm just holding the Niners to the standard they created, and to Max's phone call, he's right. It's hard to win in the NFL. The Niners got the dub, but I'm just telling you, the roller coaster I was on, because Stoney, they outplayed Tampa, but yet Tampa was in position to win. They didn't, but that's going to bite you in the ass against a better opponent. Is that conventional wisdom, or does that make sense to you when I just look at it through that prism?
Well, I'm not looking at them like this. I'm not looking at them like last year's team anymore. Mm. They're not as good as last year, at least through nine games. I'm looking at them as a team right now. They're 5-4. They've struggled. They just haven't looked great. They've had injuries. And let's see how many of the remaining eight games they can win in the second half. But I don't think they're going into the playoffs as a 1 or 2 seed. I just don't. I think this year's going to be different. And when I look at this team right now, I see a team that's 5-4 and still has a great chance of winning the division. But I'm not looking at them as a team that can win a Super Bowl. Not right now. Maybe if they rip 4 out of their next 5 off and they look good doing it. But right now, I'm looking at this team like a 4-4 team that went into the game yesterday. They got a couple breaks late. They're now 5-4, and you got to beat Seattle at home next week to get to 6-4. But I don't view this team right now as a 13-4 team because they're 5-4 right now.
Well, I'll tell you.
That's it.
I get you, but I'll tell you what. if I'm a Niner fan, the fact that McCaffrey came back and Stoney, while you were gone, we talked a lot about would there be a workload or decreased workload for McCaffrey? Would they ease him back in? That's the one thing I saw from him yesterday. And Kyle, they went out guns blazing in regard to that. Looked like the old McCaffrey, just the workload. So for just from that vantage point, his first game back, they get that dub. Moving forward, that nothing supersedes the win, but you got to feel good that McCaffrey was back and was able to do what he did, Stoney, and hold up.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Lori. Lori's in Phoenix. Hey, Lori, how you doing?
Hey, guys.
Hey. So,
you know, let's just kind of revisit kind of this season so far. You know, you had your holdouts, you've had your injuries, you got your rookie wide receiver getting shot. You've now had a death of a child from one of your team players. It's been a very emotional season, okay? And you can obviously see a lot of that weighing on them. What I'm happy about at this point, while yesterday did not go as well as we had hoped, the fact is they did hold on and they did win that game. You know, special teams is a mess. They're going to have to figure something out on that. But I thought the defense played really well. I really liked what I saw from Brock. Kittle is having a season, and I tell you what, his reaction to Jake missing those three kicks, that's what you need a leader to have. That's what you need him to be. Kittle and Fred Warner have been godsends to this team this year, and if they're going to go anywhere, that's the message they need to have going forward. I still believe in this team. I still think that they can get it together, and even if they win ugly, just win. Win, stack wins, figure out the rest later, keep going. That's all you can do. This is not last year's team. This is not 2019's team. This is the 2024 49ers, and now we need to see what they're going to end up as. But, you know, it may not be the Super Bowl, but keep fighting, and that's all we can ask them to do.
Thanks, Lori. Appreciate the call. 925 on the Comcast Business Text line. Callers that think locker room issues aren't big deals haven't played pro sports on any level. That's probably true. I haven't played pro sports on any level. It's tough to play pro sports on that level.
It's tough to make it to pro sports.
Yeah. It just depends, to my way of thinking, on where you think this team is right now.
Was that a sign of the team cracking, Debo doing that to his teammate? If one said that to me, I could understand it. I don't know, but it wasn't a good look at all, Stoney.
I don't know. I don't know if it's a team. I don't
like it's the pressure getting to him so much so that you want to check your kicker because he's missed. You think he's trying to miss Debo?
Yeah. Let's go to Joe's in the 818. Hey, Joe, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing well. How's it going, guys?
Hey, going well.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, there's just too many injuries to the defense to criticize them. But you know, when your defense is really banged up, you're hoping your offense can make the difference. You know, and to me, right now the red zone is a major problem. You know, I think you need a good offensive line when you get into the red zone. You run out of passing space, and so it's easy for them to jam the center. You're trying to pass. You know, in the center of the field, there's not a lot of real estate left. And you got to be able to run the ball. And, you know, this year, their offensive line, I mean, other than Dominic Pooney, Trent Williams missed the training camp, and he hasn't played well. The rest of their offensive line hasn't played well. So I would say they have a mediocre offensive line would be maybe stretching it. Purdy needs more time to throw. And the receivers need more time to get open.
Man.
You see those teams have the teams that have a decent offensive line, sometimes you look and the receivers have a few more seconds to try to get open when they're covered. We just don't have protection for Purdy, and he doesn't have time to throw. So I just think the offensive line is a problem, and that's one of the keys.
Appreciate it, Joe. They threw for 350.
No,
they threw for 350, so they must have been doing something right through the air. And how many, Purdy got sacked, once or twice?
but the bottom
three
line, Donnie, the bottom line to me was what cost you to win the Super Bowl last year in special teams. One can make an argument that cost you and that changed the game. And we see Daryl Luter yesterday do the same thing, and Tampa Bay got their first touchdown in the third quarter off of it. Like, Stoney, you can't have that happen. And I know if I had a dollar for every time somebody calls in here and says a Niner special teams, but that was a blunder, and it gave Tampa life, and it almost cost you. It didn't. But damn, that was reminiscent of the Super Bowl and how it changed everything.
I mean, maybe the special teams aren't good. Like, they're just not going to be good. I don't know. Maybe this special, like that play yesterday, how do you view it? I mean, I kind of view it as like a fluke. But it doesn't matter. They recover the ball down in your end of the field, and then they push it in for a touchdown to tie the game. But I'm more interested in 49er fans when you win a game like that yesterday, 23-20, and it's not pretty. Is that good enough right now? And to my way of thinking is, and I think Lurie put it out there well, I mean, from the start of training camp to now, they've had some adversity. Mm. They just have. It has not been a smooth year, and they're now 5-4, and I'm viewing this team as completely separate and independent from that team last year. You know, they probably came in to this year as the favorite, right, to win the NFC. And I don't think they're the favorite right now because they haven't played well enough to be the favorite. But there's still 8 weeks to go, and you got to go beat Seattle and then see if you can just start playing better and better and better by the time the playoffs come around. But, you know, the first step is the first step, and that is you got to make the playoffs. And right now they're not a playoff team because they're not winning the division. 888-957-9570 is the number. Do you look at a win like that, 49er fans, as a little bit of a silver lining that you can win a game when you don't play well and you can win a game that looks pretty ugly? 888-957-9570. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit the friendly expert technicians at your local Valvoline Instant Oil Change to check fluids, tire pressure, windshield wipers, batteries, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.